What did we do? We gave it to the people and said, you're empowered. Go to it. We were afraid they may not make you assistant branch managers. We indicated that up front, but they guarantee it this time. Gave them the additional criteria. 1.5 weeks, they were finished. And almost to a person, the managers admitted they were better prepared than those that had gone through the 6-month training program. What happened? You've empowered people. You've unleashed their talent, their energy, their capacity, focused upon a desired result within the guidelines. It became so exciting to the top executives, they began to think this way toward other facets of their work and organization. If people could begin to sense the big bucks that could be saved through this empowerment approach, because the effect is enormous on the organization. The larger third domain is, the less you need a first domain, control, rules, regulations, because people are voluntarily using their freedom to participate in honoring the mores and the norms formed in that domain. This whole area of win-win performance agreements is an absolutely fascinating area. It represents a whole philosophy. But again, it is founded upon trust and trustworthiness. There is no quick fix. The law of the farm governs. Now let me say a few words with regard to alignment, the principle of alignment. That basically means that in addition to getting everybody's mission statements and job statements in alignment with each other, you want to make sure that the style of the people and the structure you've set up and the systems are totally in alignment. What about your training and development system? Do you really espouse growing people? Well, then it's considered an investment. Or is it? Is it an expense? If you say that you value interdependence, do you reward independence? If you say you value cooperation, do you set up systems of competition? If you say you value innovation, do you reward people for lockstep conformity? If you say you value capitalism, do you practice feudalism? If you say you value democracy, do you practice autocracy, no involvement? If you say you value the long term, is everything focused upon the short term? As the old saying goes, short term will always push out long term. Hard data will always push out soft data. If you say you value all stakeholders, you only talk about owners and customers and neglect your people, your suppliers, and perhaps the community. At bottom, the underlying paradigm of the old system treated people like things, maybe with kindness, but nevertheless, it was a way of better managing people. I suggest the new paradigm, you don't manage people at all. Management pertains to things. You manage money. You manage inventory. People is the area of leadership. You want to get into a release philosophy with people, in a control philosophy with things. Can you see the different paradigms? Yet Abraham Maslow once said, he that is good with a hammer tends to think everything is a nail. Many people who are good in managing things also attempt to manage people the same way. What they need is a capacity to go into a leadership paradigm as well as a management paradigm with regard to things.